recorded live right here in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's Larry's Rants, Raves, and Reviews. And now here is Larry. Oops, there you go. There you are, Larry.
Now we're going. Well, we had some technical difficulty.
We've been having some technical difficulties.
You've been over there putting
night.
Enough buttons over there.
I know it. I
well, that's
know
what
it
you
is.
Get for bragging about crappie fishing all day.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I, by the way, I did go crappie fishing.
Yeah.
It was just for the fourth time now yeah. that we've talked about this.
I'm tired of hearing your story about those it. Dang
well,
crappie.
They haven't heard it.
Oh, okay.
Because this is one that's going to air.
Oh, okay. Well.
Well, I went and I caught 13 slab crappie at Lake DeGray. Down there near right. Arkadelphia.
Okay.
And had a good day and I was off today. So,
well, I worked all day.
I know you
worked. So the big question is when are we having our fish fry? Are those filleted and ready for to fry?
They're not filleted. They're on ice.
I haven't even eaten dinner tonight. So all these delays.
We had barbecue, so you're getting a late dinner.
I'm going to have a midnight snack, I'm afraid, is what we're going to have. So.
Anyways, well,
yeah,
that's the crappie story.
Okay, well, let's have a crappie fry, fish fry sometime.
We'll do it.
So, what's burning on your mind that you want to get off your chest today?
Well, our Subway hero got voted free today.
Acquitted or whatever it was.
Acquitted, not guilty, the whole
Daniel
shebang.
Penny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got
there should have never been any charges brought up against that man. It was just a horrible thing to do in America. It really was.
Well, that too, and think about, you know, the people that were on the subway, their lives were in danger too, and
right.
he went after to save them.
Yeah.
So he stuck his neck out there. It's,
well, the thing of it is we live in a society where a man can't be a man, a hero can't be a hero, because you never know if you're going to get sued or anything else. You know, Randy, you know I'm packing. Anywhere I go.
Yeah.
I'm packing and I'm happy to have it. Okay.
Right. Uh-huh.
I've never killed anybody. I've never shot anybody. I've only pulled a gun on someone one time.
Mm-hmm.
Used the whole situation.
Oh,
once that gun came out,
I bet it did.
They decided they didn't want
they
no
won't mess with
piece
it.
Of me.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I've only pulled a gun on somebody once. But the bottom line is here this guy is, and he's a hero and saved all of these people's lives from this thug that was on this subway. And, you know, and now they've trashed him and trashed his entire life.
Right.
You know, and now everybody wants to march in the streets and riot and do all of this mess. And
he never will see the end of it, even though he did get acquitted.
And he's tainted from. You know, from everything. And all it sends is a message to me and others that says, you know what, if you're not picking on me, I'm going to move away and ignore, you know. And I hate to be that way, because if someone was, I'd want
right.
to go down there and help them
right.
out.
Right.
But the moment that you help somebody out in our society,
oh,
longer,
I know, you get in trouble.
You know, you're opening yourself up for
you
a
are.
Whole lot of junk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really
That's
are.
Why everybody... Turns and runs. Turn the other way.
And I was doing a little bit of homework for our next show, and so we'll cover this
okay.
just a little bit deeper. But, you know, his dad's on there crying, and, you know, his dad brought a lawsuit against Penny, the guy's dad.
Yeah.
Well, his dad threw him out. He was homeless and all kinds of stuff. So we'll probably cover a little bit of that next show and go a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
So.
Well, did you hear about Syria, the news in Syria that was—
I've heard a little bit.
A little bit about it.
I've heard a little bit.
You know, they're looks like they're going to get their freedom. I mean, the guy that was over all that, the regime, he fled. The rebels came in, took over. I mean, the military was just throwing away their said, forget this. You know, I don't be military no more. And they were joining the rebels, you know, and I want freedom too. So they're getting their freedom. He ran to Russia.
Really?
He flew to Russia.
So they did what we should have done back in 2020.
Yeah, probably
Is that
so.
What you're saying?
Yeah, well, I'm not saying that.
Oh, well, I'm saying that.
I don't do any, what you're calling tonight, misinformation.
Well, that's exactly what should have been done. So anyway, but we'll move on from there. But
okay.
Yeah, tonight's show, folks, is entitled Misinformation, Disinformation, and Malinformation.
Oh, are you going to like explain whichever what all these are?
I am going to do my best, okay? And so let's jump right into it. So here's what I would tell you. As we go through these three different informations, I want you to keep one word in mind, and that word is intent.
Gotcha.
Okay? Because as we go through this, we're going to be looking for the intent behind it all. Misinformation, we'll get us started. This is the first misinformation occurs when someone just inadvertently spreads information, makes a mistake,
right.
Pure and simple. It's not intended to harm anybody. It just is you're passing along information that you think is true,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it's not. It's just misinformation.
I think I do a lot of that.
Well, I think
I used to do a lot in school. Well, I know.
You know, and you know, and this happens all the time. It's just wrong information, but we didn't intend it for any harm, or we didn't lie, we didn't deceive anybody, something like that.
Right.
Have you ever been to a party? This came to my mind today. Have you ever been to a party where the host or hostess will put everybody in chairs in a big circle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe let's say 20 people, and they will whisper in one person's ear just a phrase, a statement.
Yep.
Okay. And then each person whispers to the person next to them until it comes back to the very end.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the message stay the same?
No.
No. That is the perfect.
I never gave this the same.
Yeah. You purposely screwed. Now we're talking disinformation. Oh, so you jumped ahead. Okay. But yeah, misinformation is just simple. I've played that game, and it gets hilarious because, dear Lord, it started out black at one end and turned pink and purple on the other. So that is really what misinformation is. Whoops, it's a mistake. It's kind of like the other night, you know, we were out to eat, and we were over in North Little Rock.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And a good restaurant that we used to eat at years ago, Sirloin's Inn, is getting back on track.
Yes.
Okay. And they tried to restart it a few years ago. Now they are starting it, and it's over on JFK. And if you'll remember, we went to a social event and I said, hey, let's go over there and see if it's open.
Right.
Well, you went in and you came out, and what did you say?
Well, I said they open a week from the last Wednesday night. They said they were going to open in a week, which would be, if you're watching this when it airs on Wednesday, it would be tonight.
Okay.
So, because we record on Mondays, it release on Wednesdays.
Because
so,
I was thinking that you said, yeah, they're going to reopen on the 12th.
Right.
Well, if I accidentally said to somebody, hey, I hear that Sirloin's Inn is reopening on the 11th. I didn't mean that in a vicious way or horrible way. My intent was nothing more than, whoops, I made a mistake.
Well, the 11th is when they're having their VIP, and I think the mayor's there.
Oh, okay.
But since this aired, it was last night, so it won't make any difference.
So that's misinformation, okay?
Right.
Everybody gets it wrong from time to time. We didn't lie or anything else. So we'll move on to disinformation. Disinformation is false information which is deliberately intended to mislead. You could say intentionally misstating the facts. Now, when I say that kind of a thing, who do you think of? I instantly think of Hillary.
Oh, yeah.
Oops. Okay.
Sure.
I mean, you know, she's the poster child for disinformation.
Well, there's a lot of others, too. My first response would be, I wouldn't know if I would say all politicians, maybe some or a lot, all.
Well.
Many.
I think you're.
How about just politicians?
Yeah, I think true. But you know, you think about it, Hillary is really great at this, because when you think of Hillary and you think of disinformation, think of the Russian hoax.
Mm-hmm.
She pulled that on Trump, and if you'll remember, she birthed that entire thing.
Right.
Okay. So then you fast forward ahead, and you've got Tulsi Gabbard.
Right.
Okay. Guess where that Russian hoax thing came from? It came from Hillary.
Really?
Yeah. Because when I heard it, I'm like, well, dear God, can't they come up with something new? Yeah. I mean, really? Another Russian hoax? I would think that it could be better. So disinformation is fabricated. It's deliberately falsified. It is manipulated either in audio or visual content.
Right.
So it is deliberate. Again, thinking of the word intent. Mm-hmm. What is your intent of this? It's wrong information deliberately shared to harm, to deceive a person, intentionally created rumors. Okay.
Okay.
That's called disinformation. And a lot of people get misinformation and disinformation. And the reason I'm covering this is because all of us is out on social media. And a lot of times we hear about misinformation. And really, when you look at the intent, you figure out, no, that's not misinformation. That's disinformation.
Okay.
It's, let me give you, it's deliberately misleading. It's biased information. It could be considered narrative. Okay. Again, when you think of the word negative, I immediately think of Hillary. You know, here a while back, she said, can't you people just stick to the narrative? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's the propaganda. It's the propaganda that's put out there. Let me give you some examples of disinformation. Okay.
Okay.
Disinformation. Like I said, I brought up Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard actually went on TV and criticized Kami Lala. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, she was placed on the terror watch list.
Hmm.
Okay. So that's how information works. So they immediately put her on the terror watch list. Oh, she's got connections with Russia. All of that is false. It's all false.
Right.
It's disinformation. And they did it with the intent of taking her down and hurting her. Okay. Ted Cruz basically got the FBI to admit that January 6th was a setup. He asked them how many FBI operatives were there to incite the crowd. And instead of saying zero, right, the FBI official said, I can't answer that. How bright are you?
Really.
Okay. I used to have a lot of faith and think that the FBI was really smart people, but I got to be honest with you.
Yeah. There's some issues there.
Yeah. There are.
I think there's issues with the FBI, the CIA, IRS.
Right.
What other letters are there?
Yeah.
Hopefully Elon Musk and everybody else he's going to hire can take care of
some. Hoping so too. Well, here's the princess of disinformation. Joy Reid says that the Trump administration will go around shooting people. Now, I got to tell you, her toxic rhetoric is just overwhelming. She makes this statement that she says that the Trump administration might resort to shooting people. Now, Randy, you and I have a brain, okay?
Right.
We can think for ourselves. However, America's not full of overwhelmingly intelligent people sometimes.
No, you just don't want to go saying that.
You got some of these liberals that are out here saying this kind of stuff.
Well, they can, though.
Yeah.
See, they can.
Yeah.
That's what they think. They can. We can't. They can.
Yeah.
It's a double standard.
Exactly. So, you know, the MSNBC always takes the communist side. And why they allow her to get on the air and say this insanity, I really don't know. It helped to lead. I'm not going to personally point the finger to her, but it certainly helped to lead to the assassination attempts on President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And I will just...
Oh, I believe so.
I will say this as a bottom line. Joy Reid is not a source of news, but a source of division.
All right.
I mean, they keep continually broadcasting her as, I think she's an idiot. I'll just leave it there. Okay. CNN panel member Lee McGowan warns Biden's pardon is necessary because Trump is considering firing squads.
Mm.
Firing squads. Let me read her quote. The circumstances have changed. We now have a president coming into office who's talking about firing squads, who's talking about running people around the country and making sure that everyone who's his enemy is going to be public. You talk about disinformation.
Yeah.
And I love the guy that was on the air with her. You can put that picture up, Randy, or and show. Good God, his eyes are rolling back to the back of his neck. Look at that picture. It is hilarious. Gosh. Those of you that are on video, there's a wonderful picture for you. So then we of disinformation is that The View is now claiming that Trump has issued death threats against Adam Kinzinger. It's a blatant and ridiculous lie.
Hmm.
Now, here's the question. When will ABC realize that this show is a complete liability?
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, Whoopi played the race card against the bakery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And look at what that did.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody went out and started buying all the baked goods that they can. Those poor people can't even stay up with it all. So it backfired at best on her. And so really what I'm really getting to is that disinformation is a bunch of habitual liars. Okay.
Okay.
And I fully mean that. You know, habitual liars are good because they tell the lie for so long, they actually begin to believe it. Now, When I say that, the first person that pops into mind would be Pelosi.
Why, sure.
I mean, you think about it. And so I sat down and
she's your favorite.
Well, I wanted to have a little bit of fun on this. So I've got kind of a word association. I've got four people that I did kind of a word association. So I thought of the four habitual liars that I think are kind of top dogs in Washington, okay? Nancy Pelosi, I consider the queen of the habitual liars.
Okay.
Okay. So when I hear of her, I think of these words: manipulative. I can't even say it. Sorry. Controlling.
Right.
Hypocrisy.
Right.
Cover up.
Yep.
Cunning.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wicked.
Oh yeah.
Destroyer. I think of her as that.
Yeah.
Those are words that I think of as a habitual liar with her. Hillary Clinton, she's decisive, she's divisive, evil, harmful, hypocrite, corruption,
mm-hmm.
wicked.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go one step further.
Okay.
Witch. Those are words that when I hear of Hillary, I just instantly think of those words. Or when I'm sitting there and I see her pop on TV, those are words that I actually just pop in my head. Let's try this one. Chuck Schumer, little Chucky. Now, you'll love this one, I think. Slimy.
Okay.
Cruel.
Yeah.
Creepy. Sneaky. Scheming. And moralless.
Mm-hmm.
The man has no morals.
Mm.
Again, he's a habitual liar, and those are words that I associate with him.
Okay.
Last one.
All right.
This is a good one.
All right.
Barack Hussein Obama. Words that I associate with him is hate, anti-God, anti-American, divider. I consider him the great divider.
Mm-hmm.
He's a racist. He's deceitful. He's malicious. He's cancerous, and I think of him when I see him, particularly when he's given a little bit of a speech, I think of superiority. He is down his nose talking to someone as he is the great superior leader,
sure,
and we're
is.
All just the little peons. Did you see his latest speech that he went out and gave?
I saw a little bit of it, yeah.
First speech that he's ever given after election. And he has the audacity to go out there and say that the Republicans are the one that rigs the elections and steals the elections. So when I talk, so bad of these people,
and stole it, huh?
Oh yeah, sure we did.
We were the ones that rigged it.
Oh, absolutely. So when I talk about these people in such horrible fashions, it's because they've earned it. Okay, mm-hmm. they truly have. They're habitual liars. Take a look at disinformation. Kami Lala. She got by with it during the presidential debates, which if I was a candidate, I would never have a presidential debate. I've said that before, and I'll say it again. You know, all she could keep talking about was Trump helped to write and believed in Project 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Now, be honest with you, I've never done any review or any homework on that.
Yeah.
Because
neither is Trump.
Well, Trump said, I've never even seen it. I've never read it. Okay. And so he kept saying
that. They probably wrote it. Probably wrote it and released it.
Well,
so
probably.
That they could say, oh, he was the one that did it.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably.
Misinformation and disinformation. Probably a little bit of all.
But I decided she's pushing this on him. And he said, man, I don't even know what you're talking about. So I just went on with it. So disinformation is when people will engage, and governments are very big on this, in propaganda to ensure regime stability or create instability in their adversaries. So when you take a look at this, it's false information, and sometimes it's very difficult. So let me kind of wrap this portion up with this. It takes effort to compare new information with what you already know. And sometimes that information is false, but it's just plausible enough that you might want to believe part of it or believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Habitual liars. I think of something, and I really hate to use this as an example. So I'm
have
going,
you ever known one?
Oh yeah.
I have too.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I hate to use this as an example. Please don't cut it out, but I'm going to be very cautious in how I present it, okay?
Yeah.
A few years ago, we had a couple in our church that we attended that wanted to divide the church, okay? They wanted to destroy the church, the pastor, and some other people. So this couple, they started a bunch of lies and a bunch of rumors, even sent out letters to different people in the church, the choir, and different things. And they actually was getting some traction, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Habitual liars, when they go back to the well one too many times, the lie becomes larger and bigger than the person leaning about.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it almost becomes unbelievable. And so what we saw was they wanted to do all of this destruction, but the lie kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger until finally people said, no, that can't be true. That just can't be true. And so really what it did was they kept lying so that they ended up throwing water on the fire and it went out.
Hmm.
Randy, I'm kind of wondering, is that where America has gotten to?
Hmm.
I mean, think about it for just a minute. Kind of, you know, talking about in the frame of mind that you have, that lie got so big, it just went away.
When your event is catered by Bobby's Country Cooking, it's like coming home to eat. And Bobby's makes it easy. 224-9500 for the best home-style catering available with desserts to die for. The food you love for your next gathering. Bobby's Country Cooking, Little Rock.
Okay, so we've talked about the misinformation, the disinformation. Let's jump on this malinformation. Now, malinformation is totally different. It is deliberate publication of private information or personal or corporate than public interest, such as revenge porn, okay? Mm-hmm. Deliberate change of context, date, or time, or genuine content. So again, remembering that word, intent, this one is the worst. This is malicious. It's deliberate. It's manipulated. It's well-organized evil, if you will. It is the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Government's description for this one deserves really to be quoted. So let me just quote it. According to DHS, malinformation is genuine information, typically private or revealing, that may be distributed in a campaign to cause harm to a person's reputation in furtherance of the campaign's objective. It can be used to discredit, disparage, or suppress all sorts of speech and expressions. You know, have you ever used the phrase or heard the phrase to be maligned when you malign someone? In other words, you badmouth them.
Yeah.
You're harmful.
Right.
It's wickedness. It's evil. It's harmful by nature. So when you malign someone, that's kind of where this is coming from, this malinformation. So for an example, campaign ads can easily fall into this category. So they go dig up something, an old speech or something, an old video that someone is doing, and what they do, take it and they will edit it to where it could say something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
All they have to do is take a few words mm-hmm. out and it looks totally different than what it is. So the real key to this is it contains just enough truth that it's still believable.
Mm.
Okay? So that's what this malinformation is all about. And I got to say that federal governments use this, and even state governments use it as bully pulpits to counter information that they label disinformation and misinformation. But here's what I would say is that government officials need to tread carefully here because we, the people, are finally waking up. I think that, Randy, kind of like in the last segment we ended up with, the lie got so big,
mm-hmm.
we're now beginning to say, okay,
right.
Now, folks, this is just, we've gone too far. So citizens are beginning to see that governments are playing favorites. Our government is playing favorite with the disinformation and the misinformation, and they no longer trust them. That trust has eroded. And so they actually, Cato Institute actually gave this this phenomenon, they call it. They actually gave it a name, and it's called jawboning. When the government jawbones, okay? So government officials use this pressure in bullying and threatening to try to sway decisions and private platforms and limit the publications of disfavored speech. So they use this pressure, and it's become normalized, and it's a method of speech regulation. So the government's really destroyed their credibility as they pressure a lot of the social medias and organizations that you see. They intimidate this big tech and particularly social media people. So, you know, in 2020, Facebook suppressed the coverage of the Hunter Biden laptop story. Well, on Joe Rogan's podcast, the CEO of Facebook revealed that the suppression was due to a warning from the FBI that this was about possible Russian propaganda.
Mm.
Okay? So 50 former intelligence officials also wrote a letter, and the communist media amplified it by stating that the Hunter Biden laptop story was a Russian information operation, and it manipulated the 2020 election. Well, now we know that those emails have been that they are authentic. The New York Times and the Washington Post both
mm-hmm.
had to come out and say, "Hey, it really is true." So here's what I would say: when government interferes with ideas, and they're the ones that determines whether something is misinformation or disinformation, it treats its citizens like they're idiots.
Well, let me ask you.
Okay.
What would this be? Because I just jotted this down.
Okay.
Joe's health is just fine. His health.
Yeah.
Joe Biden, his health is just fine. We heard that until the debate.
Yeah.
And then everybody says, It's not.
I'm going to say that that is disinformation, not malinformation, because it's not quite malice enough, is my understanding. It's going to be considered disinformation.
So all those people that said he was fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though they knew he was.
Right.
He was not.
Now, if you go by my theory that Joe Biden's actually dead and they've got body yeah, doubles. Okay.
I got you. Larry.
Well, you're the one that put it out there.
I know that, you know, but there's some stuff I don't agree with you on. Well, hey, that's one of them.
You don't have to agree.
Okay. The other one is, okay. How about this one?
All right.
I will not pardon.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is that?
Let's see. That would be disinformation.
Disinformation.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just not, it's just a lie.
Yeah. It's just a lie. Yeah. Exactly.
He just said a lie. Right. But it's the numerous lies.
Yeah.
Because he said it more than once.
Right.
So is that the worst one?
Now, it could be that it could be entered into malinformation because once we prove how true all of the stuff is on Hunter, okay,
yeah.
Then it can hurt a lot of people.
Is that like mal and malice?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
We're talking here. So allowing the government to decide speech is not fit for public consideration
Right. Always
makes the problem worse. So the government has failed us. And here's what I would say, and I think you'll agree with this one. Today's conspiracy theories become tomorrow's facts.
Probably so.
I mean, you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the facts that are being put out on X and a bunch of different places,
right.
You know, oh, well.
Well, you're going to see if it's true tomorrow.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So us conspiracy theorists, you know, we just have to sit back and give it time enough.
Yeah, to see if it comes true.
It's going to be true.
And a lot of what you said is conspiracy, but it's happened.
But it's happened.
Yep.
You know, and you make fun of me because you think, I think that Joe's dead.
Somebody's got to.
Well, you know.
Somebody's got to.
And I welcome it. I welcome it. But, you know, you're going to owe me a big steak dinner when they say,
oh, I'll give you some fish.
Joe's been dead in the basement for the last 2 years. And his body doubles are out here.
Well, you know, you were talking, you go back to the part about, you know, just the words, saying the words, mm-hmm. a few words and all this or whatever. But what's gotten a step further, I thought you'd get into this, maybe you will, but AI, all it has to hear, there's certain programs, you say just five or six or seven words,
mm-hmm. It
can make you say anything.
Oh, yeah.
Then.
Absolutely.
As long as they have that in that program of your speech.
Right.
Dangerous.
Oh, yeah, it sure is. And that is being used to weaponize, if you will, against us. AI is a wonderful, fabulous invention,
mm-hmm. But
it's also a double-edged sword because they're using it as a weapon against us.
Right.
And so there you go. Here's the bottom line to this. Here's what I would say. If people still trust the government or legacy media, here's what I would look at them in the face and say, you stupid, stupid, stupid person.
Okay.
If you're trusting the government or legacy media, really?
No.
Okay, so let's give a couple of examples of this malinformation, okay? Malinformation. Matt Gaetz. This was considered malinformation, okay, because the deep state had been selectively leaking reports and even had a hacker that got in and got a lot of damaging reports, okay, about the junk allegations. And this is why I call them junk allegations is because no one has stepped up and said, hey, my name is Larry Buttram, and he paid me to have sex with him when I was 16 years old.
Right.
There's no one that, they're all anonymous,
mm-hmm. Okay?
It got to the point to where the Biden DOJ exonerated Gaetz A lot of people don't understand that and don't know it. But they exonerated Gates and said none of this is factual. And so they dropped the charges back in February of 2023. Mm. However, okay, now I've got to tell you, I think the rhinos are just as bad as the commie Democrats. Okay, so I'm just going to throw that right back out there. When he went after Kevin McCarthy and got him dethroned as the Speaker of the House,
yeah,
rhinos brought this back and said, we need to reopen it. So when Trump put his name forward as one of his appointees, that's when they brought this back out and said, okay, we're going to go after him. Hmm. Now, here's the real problem, Randy, is that I think that rhinos are just as bad as the liberals.
Absolutely. And
all I have to say is one name, Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
Mitch is bad as any of the others that I've said here in bad mouth so far on this podcast.
Right.
He's horrible. He's a horrible man. Do you realize that a president has over 5,000 appointees that he has to do?
I didn't know it was that many.
Yeah.
I knew it was a lot.
Yeah. I've listened to a lot of podcasts lately, and everybody is saying over 5,000 appointees. We only hear about the top, dozen or so. And then they bring a list of, okay, boom, put them in, okay? So if he has that many, now that Matt Gaetz got devoured and chewed on, now there's blood in the water. The sharks are circling now, okay? Mm-hmm. Why are they? Because the Senate, the commies and the rhinos, want to delay all the confirmations as long as they possibly can, because they're wanting to delay and stop the change that is taking place. Mm-hmm. They're being territorial.
They don't want to lose control.
They don't.
Is it?
They don't want to lose their empire. Mm-hmm. Okay. So all this malinformation about Gates has led to him backing out. I was unhappy when he did it. I said either they got enough dirt on him that they did find something and he's running, or he just said, oh, well, screw it, and I'm just not going to do it. I don't know which is true, but here's what I can tell you. That put enough blood in the water that the next person they're coming after, and that's our next malinformation, would be Pete Hegseth. Mm. Now, think about it. They got Gates. And if they could get Pete, and if he bowed out, dear God, they're going to come after Tulsi.
Sure.
They're going to come after RFK. They're going to destroy Trump. So all it does is put blood in the water, and the sharks begin to circle. Now, here's what I will tell you about Pete Hegseth and his malinformation. And I would tell anybody that Megyn Kelly has a couple of hours worth of podcast that she did on this, and it's well worth your listen. I listened to it on the way to Texas the other day, and she is so eloquent in her speech, particularly about this subject. Mm-hmm. I could not do it justice to even try to repeat what she had to say. Mm-hmm. Very eloquent, very compassionate.
And she's got her own podcast.
And I follow her, okay? I kind of got away from her because she wasn't a big Trump fan there for the longest time, and now she swung back and said, okay, whoops, I've changed my mind. I've had a change of heart, so I've shown her some grace there, if you will. And you think I can't.
I'm so glad.
But I can, okay. Here's what I will tell you, though. I listened to her podcast in absolute detail, and a lot of people don't realize that Megyn Kelly is a brilliant attorney.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant. And she sat with all the police reports and went over them line item by line item. Okay. I think one of these podcasts I listened to was like an hour and 45 minutes. And I was so engrossed by everything that she was saying. So let me give you the bottom line to what Pete is up against. Okay. Because a lot of people may not know this.
Right.
Okay. So Pete went to a ladies' Republican conservative conference.
Okay.
Okay. And he was one of the big speakers there, kind of the keynote speaker. A keynote speaker or a speaker at these conferences get what they call a handler. And so this lady was assigned to him, and as a handler, she makes sure that his luggage is delivered to his room. She makes sure that, hey, you're speaking at 7 o'clock tonight. Mm-hmm. You have a cocktail hour at this time, and it's in such and such room. They just don't tell him these things, and he wanders around finding it. They actually, his handler comes and gets him and escorts him to all of these different events.
Right.
Okay. So this lady was the handler assigned to him. They went, he spoke, he went to dinner, he went to a cocktail hour, he went to the bar with a bunch of these women and a bunch of these people and stood around and socialized, if you will. Okay.
Right.
At this point, Pete likes to drink some beer. He said, I didn't have any hard liquor, but I had plenty of beers, okay? He's standing around, social drinking. He probably had one or two too many. And they then said that she escorted him out, and they got out by the swimming pool. Somehow, they got to fighting and arguing, and it got loud. So, actually, several guests called and said, hey, these people are out here arguing and screaming at one another. So they come out, security or managers or whatever, and said, hey, we need to calm this down. You're disrupting the other guests. Now, they say, by the police report, yeah, Pete was drunk. He right. had a good buzz going on. She had nothing. She was just stone sober, okay? Mm. And so she then takes him and escorts him back to his room. She goes in the room. Now there's the first mistake, right, okay, right, first right. of all. Why a lady would go into a man's room, I have no idea, but I wouldn't have allowed it, mm-hmm. okay? If I feel like you need to escort me to my room, okay, but the buck stops right here, sure. you're not coming inside, okay? Mm-hmm. You're setting yourself up for failure, and it would be moral failure. So she goes in and starts spending some time. Now, according to all the police reports, all the witnesses said she's kind of been hitting on Pete. Now, I don't know. Have you ever taken a good look at Pete? He's kind of this macho mm-hmm. kind of, you know, yeah. Marine kind of guy, you know, right. Army kind of guy, you know, military guy, really buff, really built and everything. Mm-hmm. So he was actually flirting with another woman. But the woman that was his handler,
she got mad,
was flirting with him. So they ended up in the room together, and they actually had sex.
Hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I guess that they will admit that, and it's in the police report and everything. What's really something, Randy, is that her husband and two children were just down the hall in the same hotel.
Hmm.
And he had been blowing her phone up for like hours,
yeah.
3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And finally, she comes dragging in. And she admits she went back to her room and had sex with her husband. Okay?
Okay.
Then a couple of days later, I guess she got all worried about everything and decided she's going to file rape charges. But the police investigated, and they said, there's nothing here for mm-hmm. us to do. Now, she has not given her name. Pete will not give her name. Pete actually paid her some hush money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was a whole lot. But just basically said, hey, here's some money. Go away. Leave me alone, is the way I'm understanding this story. So, as Megan said, does he have a woman problem? Yeah, a lot of guys come back for more, and they do, okay? He's not an angel, all right? He had an affair on his first wife. He had an affair on his second wife.
Right.
He had an affair on his second wife and got the girl pregnant, who ended up being his third wife.
Okay.
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 As the world turns.
Yep.
So we got a soapbox, a soap opera going on here. Okay. Not an innocent little guy. However, does that disqualify him from doing the job that Trump has wanted to appoint him for?
Probably not.
Can I give you one answer to that?
What?
Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
Bill Clinton got to be the president.
Right. There you go.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't let Bill Clinton escort my wife to the other room, let alone someplace else.
We're right here
in
Arkansas.
Absolutely. Okay.
We know all that. You know, we know what's all that about.
So if that doesn't disqualify Bill Clinton, why should it disqualify him? So they have, and again, all of these charges, all of these accusers that have come out and said all of this, guess what? They never filed real charges because the police said there's not enough evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Randy, you and I live in a society to where if a woman says he raped me, the man is guilty until proven innocent.
Exactly.
And I'm not going to get into that debate because there's a lot of bad history that probably needs to be taken care of. Now what they're doing is they're saying, because they can't get any of that to stick, now, yeah, but he's got an alcohol problem. Pete says, I ain't got an alcohol problem. And here's what I'm going to say is while I'm in office, if I am appointed to this position and I'm on call 24 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to touch a drop of alcohol.
Hmm.
And so he does not have an alcohol problem. I guess the only thing to that, and I'll wrap this up with this, but Kami Lala.
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi, do they have alcohol problems?
Slightly.
I think they do.
I think they do.
That's what I've been told. So here's the bottom line. Let me say this. Okay. Well, actually, two things. Huckabee said, okay, in a tweet here the other day on X, he said, let's calm down and reach across the aisle. Well, my only thing to that is screw that. I didn't see any of the liberals trying to reach across the aisle to us.
No.
Here's what I will say, and unless I've got my facts wrong, we have 53 Republican senators. We have total control of the Senate, correct?
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned, Donald Trump has gone through enough hell for America that those 53 senators that has control should rubber stamp anything
that
Donald Trump wants to do.
They should.
Get the job done.
I think so.
Have a good one, folks. We'll see you next week. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again.